Young knight, over here. I have managed to slip away from my guards. Open your window.
Thank you very much. Even though you work at the castle, it has still been too long since we have been alone together. Are you sure about that? It felt much longer. Even after your princess has been laying with you for 2 years, you still go red when she so much as presses a gentle kiss to your lips. I understand we are not supposed to be doing this, but surely you would have gotten used to it by now, young knight. More sweet talk from the sweetest knight in the whole kingdom. I believe that earns you yet another kiss. I love the way you look at me. It takes me away from my duties and the stress of the kingdom. Never hide your gorgeous face from me in embarrassment ever again. Even though I have seen sculptures, tapestries, and paintings across the castle grounds, carefully crafted by the undisputed masters of their crafts, your face is my favourite thing to look at. Now, I do wish we had more time, but unfortunately my royal guard is not incompetent. They will notice I am missing before terribly long, and if they find us here together, we shall be in a heap of trouble. So, drop your pants and sit down on your bed, young knight. I suppose your lips are not the only part of your body that I should be kissing, no? Lean back and allow yourself to relax, young knight. Your princess is here to formally thank you for your service. Are you prepared? I believe it is time to remind you that the castle jester is not the only one adept at sword swallowing. Oh, many thanks for holding my hair back. You are as noble as ever, even when receiving oral. Do you mind if I touch myself while I suck you off? Good. It was becoming difficult to hold in this passion bubbling inside me. So good. Wrapping my lips around your cock is an incredible sensation. Oh, your taste is exquisite. In a way that cannot be replicated by all the chefs in the castle. Oh, fuck. Your dick is getting as hard as steel. You want to eat my pussy? Absolutely, you may. I just had to give the tip a goodbye kiss. Okay, allow me to get on top of your bed, which is so very fluffy, by the way. Even my own royal bed pales in comparison. Oh, spread my legs wide open just for you. Oh, your have missed that tongue. I have missed it so very much. Ah, oh, lick my clit just like that. Ah, oh, you are magnificent, young knight. Oh, you always have been, and oh, you always will be. Not just due to your sexual prowess, but every other thing about you is... Hey, what had I told you concerning the act of hiding your face? Please, please do not do it. I did not over-exaggerate when I stated it was my favourite thing to look at. Please, look me in the eyes as you devour me, young knight. I can thank the gods that I am the one to have you. You very well may have pursued anyone else, but I instead you chose... that look in your eyes. You truly do not believe it could have been anyone but me, do you? I feel the same way. It could not have been anyone but you, my sweet knight. Please, please keep going. 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 I'm gonna come on your face, my love. Oh, another job well done, my knight. I do believe that was the first time you ever managed to make me beg for you. Impressive, young knight. Most impressive. So, that thing about your chosen partner being nobody else but me. I did not place the words into your mouth, did I? That is genuinely how you feel. Ah, good. Very good. I suspected you felt the same way I did, but it is a relief to hear you say it out loud. So, with that in mind, I have a proposition to make you. A proposition I have wanted to make for a long time, actually. And now feels like the right time to make it. Oh, my skin feels like it is on fire. I cannot wait any longer. Young knight, you brave, beautiful, ridiculously sweet, sexy man. Will you breed me with an heir to the throne? Why does this surprise you? We just confessed undying love for each other, yes? Right. And people with those feelings under normal circumstances aim to marry, correct? So, why is it surprising I asked you to gift me with your baby? Ah, I see. I shall further explain my logic so that you are no longer confused. This kingdom is ruled by monarchy. That means my royal bloodline must continue onward to rule this wonderful land once I become queen. Now, my parents may at first wish to persuade me to marry another kingdom's ruler, with alliance in mind. May the gods forbid. But if you breed me, then they will have no choice but to accept you as my husband. Besides, you are a well-respected hero throughout the land. My parents are already quite fond of you. There is a slim chance they would reject you as of now, but it would be null if I were to be impregnated with your seed. In addition, I really, really want you to come inside of me. deep inside of me. And I have wanted your baby for so, so long. So, what will it be? May I interpret that as a yes? Very well. Strip my dress off me, young knight. Now, I lie back, spread my legs wide open, and I give myself to you. Use that finely trained body of yours. Oh, this has always felt meant to be. Your cock inside of my pussy. Like our bodies were crafted by hand for each other. Don't stop pushing in until you've bottomed out in my royal pussy. Oh, my. If you are ready, come closer, my knight, and I shall wrap my legs and arms around you and squeeze you tight. I believe common folk call this a mating press. Let us see if it lives up to that name. It is time to commence the breeding. Oh, my. Yes, wonderful. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, you can go so deep in this position. I can see why it is so beloved. And your body slamming down onto mine. Yes, my knight, keep fucking me. Oh, my God. Fuck. I want you to claim me. I want your seed to pour into my womb. And I want it to signify that I am yours and you are mine. I want your... child to be inside me. Yes, fuck. Oh, my God. Kiss me. We can rule side by side while raising our child and whilst being together without having to worry about my royal guard or any other interruptions. Oh, all you have to do is breed my royal pussy. Yes. Keep going. Give me more. I want that dick to be so deep inside of me that I cannot tell where I end and you begin. Oh, my God. I love you. I love you so much. I want your baby inside of me so fucking bad. Do you want that too? You want to put a baby in me as well? Prove it to me. Keep going as deep as possible. Do not stop until I am cum-filled. A cum-filled banding mess underneath you. Darling. Look. Oh, fuck. Like that. Yes, do not stop. I want you to go as deep as you can and then fill me to the brim. I want you to lay at the end of this with a warm feeling in my stomach, knowing I have been impregnated. I want to carry a piece of you with me. I want to cuddle you at the end of all this, knowing our two has become three. Even this close to orgasm, all I can think about is getting knocked up by the bravest knight in the whole kingdom. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're not stopping. Good. Fuck, I need it, my knight. Are you close? Are you certain? Oh, very well then. What do the common folk say? Yes, fuck a baby into me. Place a bun in my oven. Desecrate my royal womb with your amazing seed. Come inside me. Breed me, my knight. Yes. Deep as possible. I need every single last drop. Give me our air. Yes, so good. This is what I've been waiting for. Yes. Is that all of it? Did you give me everything? Good. Good. Pull out slowly, my knight. I do not want a single drop of seed exiting my pussy if I can help it. Good. Wow. I feel impregnated. I love you, young knight. Or should I say, my prince? Oh, do you not know? This is a monarchy, which means that the title of king outranks that of queen. However, you are marrying into the royal family, whilst I have the royal blood in my veins, meaning I must have the highest authority in the kingdom once I become queen. So, you, my dear, will be my young prince. I think the title suits you quite nicely. But are you aware of another title that suits you handsomely? Father and husband. And daddy.